The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord God Most High. We worship you for your wonderful love towards us. Receive our praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God of Heaven and Earth, for this gathering. Thank for Christ Women's International. Thank for what you have been doing. Thank for what you are doing now. Thank for greater things you will yet do. Father, be magnified in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this conference. Thank you for this session. We ask that be glorified in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, this is our heart desire. Do it again. Let the world come with grace. Let the world come with unction. Let the world come with power. Let the world transform our life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Have your way, Lord. And let all the glory and honor be unto you alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray it. Amen. Amen. Let's have our seat. I want to appreciate the Almighty God for this great privilege that has been given to minister to us at this conference. And also, I want to sincerely appreciate our daddy G.O., Pastor Dr. Odunlami Orioke, and our mommy Gio, our mother Duni Orioke. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate all the pastors, all the people in the leadership of this ministry. May God continue to strengthen you in the name of Jesus. We bless God for what God has been doing in Christ's Way Ministries. As our Gio has said, it has been a long time, but here we are. We see what God is doing. This ministry will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. What you are seeing today will just be the beginning of greater things to come in the mighty name of Jesus. And I believe in God that this particular conference shall be a very impactful one. Life shall be changed. The word of God will transform lives. And our lives shall not remain the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. For the few minutes we have, as I've been announced, I'll be talking on moral integrity. Moral integrity in ministry. Moral integrity in ministry. And please turn with me to Acts of Apostles, chapter 5. I will read very briefly. Acts of Apostles, chapter 5. Let me read from verse 1. And a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? Why it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who had these things. May God grant that the fear of God, you're going to rule and reign in our hearts in the name of Jesus. We are talking on moral integrity in ministry. People of God, the hallmark of a Christian minister is integrity. The hallmark of a minister of God is integrity. A minister of God that lacks integrity is a fake minister. Indeed, It's a contradiction in terms. You can't say you're a minister of God and there's no integrity. A minister of God must be of proven integrity. Proven integrity. And if you look at the conditions for choosing ministers, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, the conditions, the qualification of ministers are listed there. Integrity stands out. If you look at Acts 6, where the deacons were chosen, integrity, moral integrity stands out. They must be of people of good report. How can a person be of good report when he has no integrity? So as a matter of necessity, a minister of God, one thing most distinguishing is integrity. I pray the Lord will make us to be fit ministers in his kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. The story was told of a minister of God, a guest minister, who was invited to preach at a crusade in a particular city. The first night was beautiful. The second day, he told the host minister, I want to see a friend in town, but I don't want to bother you. Let me just, at least two, I'll go out on my own. So he went out, took a taxi. He had 500 naira on him. Asked the taxi man, how much did he fare? That one told him 300 naira. So he gave him. As they were about getting to this place, he gave his money to the taxi driver. The taxi driver intentionally, if the fare is 300, how much should he give him? He intentionally gave him 300 naira and kept quiet. And there was silence for a while. The man of God also looked at it. And for a while, there was silence. Then he thought to himself, what is 100 naira? Then he asked the man, but I said the fare is 300 naira. The change you gave me is, I think you made a mistake. Gave him back the 100 naira. And it has never said, I did it intentionally. I've been thinking, baby, I will come to your crusade tonight. But that was the test. If you have pocketed the money, not only will I not come, I will have told others that that man is a fake minister. That shows how much integrity counts and how much people are watching us. So it is what you say is not as important as what you do. Somebody says, what you are doing, speak so loud that I can't hear what you are saying. I pray God will make us to be genuine, correct, and men of integrity in the mighty name of Jesus. What is integrity? Integrity can be defined in various ways, and I'll just mention a few ways. Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. Being honest, it is doing right thing when no one is watching you. Doing the right thing when no man is watching you. Moral integrity is moral soundness, honesty, freedom from corrupting influences or motives. It is exact conformity to the truth or the rules prescribed for moral conduct by divine or human laws. Moral integrity is doing what is best for others, even if it causes harm to you. Simply put, moral integrity is living above reproach. May God help us in Jesus' name. A minister that has no integrity has no message. He has no ministration. He has nothing to do in the house of God. Because they say, the person is going to give you a dress to wear. You should first of all look at what he's wearing. And it's your phone. Look, people of God, if there's something that is making the church of God irrelevant and no sitting and repulsive to the society today, is the fact that many people, many ministers that claim to be ministers of God lack integrity. And in some quarters this day, even if once you mentioned I'm a pastor, some people will look at you twice. Pastor, my foot. Because they read all sorts of things every day. at what they see people who claim to be ministers of God are doing. I pray you not bring shame and reproach to the name of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. If the church must fulfill its purpose, if the church must be the church of God indeed, our number one quality and qualification, distinctive, must be that we are men that are honest. That's light. Anything apart from that is darkness. The eternal God will help us in Jesus' name. The importance of integrity. Let's look at a few things. The importance of integrity. God detests dishonesty, lying, falsehood in his house. We have just read from Acts chapter 5. The church at that time, as just been born, was his infancy. And Ananias and Sapphira, they committed falsehood, lying. And God visited that situation so hard with capital punishment. But some of them might even be thinking, this is not too much. This is not their land. Death. Both husband and wife. God sent a powerful message to the church that the church is not a place to come and play pranks. The church is the church of God, and church of God, there must be truth. So what are the key important issues? The importance of moral integrity. Number one, God is holy and can only walk with holy people. God is holy and can only walk with holy people. Amos 3:3. He said, can two walk together except they be agreed? If God is a holy God, then he cannot walk with somebody that has no moral integrity. Number two, moral integrity is far better than riches in God's rating. I want somebody to please open for me quickly. Proverbs 28, verse 6. Would somebody want to read for me? Read very loud. Proverbs 28, verse 6. Proverbs 28, but better is the poor. Praise the Lord. Better is the poor that is right or upright with integrity than the one that is rich and has no integrity. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, 3 to 4, the man Samuel was telling the people, whose oxen have I stolen? Come and tell me here. That's a man that has lived in integrity. Number three, moral integrity facilitates the effectiveness of the gospel, while lack of integrity destroys it. The gospel cannot move forward in the hand of someone that has no integrity, just like we have seen in Acts chapter 5 that we read. Lack of moral integrity will be an obstacle for unbelievers to come to faith. Unbelievers will be confused because the deed and the work of the minister at variance. Lack of moral integrity will bring confusion to the people you are trying to win. The Bible says in Matthew 5:19, that blessed is that one as a doer and teaches the word of God. You teach the word of God, but your life is at variance. You only bring more confusion. In fact, you only drive people far away from the kingdom of God. Lack of integrity will bring the name of the Lord into disrepute. The title pastor is being ridiculed because many so-called pastors lack integrity. Lack of moral integrity of a minister brings negative spiritual or moral influences on the church. Negative moral influences is that even some people may think that what the pastor is doing is correct. A negative spiritual effect in the sense that where there is falsehood, the lying, the pastor is a liar, he's cheating, he's doing all kind of evil in the church. The church cannot grow. The Holy Spirit is not there because our God is a God of truth. Moral integrity means you to serve with confidence. You won't be fearing if someone will get to know something. You will walk securely. Proverbs 10:9. Somebody read for me quickly. Proverbs 10:9. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9. He that walketh uprightly, walketh surely. But he that perverted his way shall be known. He that walketh uprightly, New King James Version says, walketh securely. A person who works in a way that lacks integrity is not secure. He will not be fearing. Will somebody know? Moral integrity will preserve your destiny and promote you. The case of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, 3 to 4, Daniel was seen to walk with integrity. They were looking for something that can be shown against him. But they found nothing except that he was praying to his God. How many of us as ministers can be so sad and they find nothing? Moral integrity strengthens leadership and fosters unity. Moral integrity strengthens leadership and fosters unity. Where there's no moral integrity, of course, there'll be so many issues to confront one another with. This happened. Why did it happen? So moral integrity strengthens leadership and fosters unity. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, you see a man of God with integrity, Joseph, was confronted with the temptation, but said, how can I do this? And sin against God. So moral integrity will promote you, will preserve your destiny, and you will reach your goal in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Why do people lack moral integrity? Just a few reasons. While many are not even born again. Many are not called into the ministry. They just felt, since I can't get a job anywhere, let me just do something to get out of the job market. Some have wrong motives for being in the ministry. Some could be because of greed or covetousness. Some because there's no training or adequate training. Just pray one day God is calling him, buy a Bible, buy a bear, and build a shed, and begins to do whatever comes to his mind. Undue comparison sometimes also can lead to moral integrity. Begin to look at other ministers. He has bought a new car, I must buy one. When actually you don't have the same financial strength. Entanglement with the world. When you say you are entangled with the affairs of the world, there'll be lack of moral integrity. Love of pleasure will bring lack of moral integrity. Why do people do so obscene things? Let's begin to wonder. A pastor. It is because some people love the world. Sometimes also, because the so-called minister of God is a novice, sometimes the church also encourages appointment of novice minister. Paul says clearly to Timothy, a new person should not be appointed as a leader. He has not known much. But what do we have in our days today? Sometimes, in our zeal for enlargement, and God will enlarge us in Jesus' name, just because the man can speak well. A few days after he has gone to church, and he is a wonderful man of God, he becomes a pastor. And has not been proven. And his real character begins to come. The God will help his church in Jesus' name. Evil associations can also bring lack of moral integrity. The practice of moral integrity. Moral integrity is to be practiced in every way of life. There's no sphere of life that is exempt. Whether in the home, whether at work, whether in the community. So moral integrity is required in a personal lifestyle, in our finances, financial matters, in relationship with the opposite sex, in keeping confidentiality. Somebody told you something in confidence, and you divulge your confidences. Moral integrity is needed in business. Business dealings is needed in timekeeping. Moral integrity, when you give your word, you should be able to keep your word. Punctuality. Moral integrity is needed in workplace. How bitter will it be if all of us that claim to be Christians in our working places, we have people of high and unquestionable integrity? God will help us. So it's needed in the workplace, that keeping slothfulness. It's needed in the neighborhood where you live. We have to ask, what kind of a person are you? I pray the Lord will help us. Let me tell you something. All of us, day by day, the devil goes about like an angry lion looking for whom to devour. There's no man that is living that will not be faced with one temptation or the other. But thank God, because the grace of God is more than sufficient for us. Somebody say amen. Amen. By the grace of God, as our dear has said, I've had the opportunity to work in the public service. I spent the maximum 35 years that you could spend. 7 of those years, I was the staff officer in our institution. And of course, as an staff officer, in these days, people want to get job at all costs. Now imagine all kind of things that would have happened. I don't know, have more time to begin to tell more stories. 6 of those years, again, I was the director of administration. Contracts. Our phase 4 segment. During my tenure, the hospital was favored. Professor Adejube was the CMD then. Most of the building years were constructed during those years. And of course, contracts. But I can say, by the grace of God, no contractor, living or dead, can say, I called him aside to discuss one deal, the one business. No. It's not because of me, but each time I know that I'm a child of God. I'm a pastor in the Chapel of Grace. If I do anything funny, the following day, the pastor of the Chapel of Grace. I pray we shall not bring shame to God in Jesus' name. Just Wesley, in one song that this will guide me, say, I charge to keep, I have. And I wrote that at the back in front of my door as I enter. I charge to keep, I have. A God to glorify, who gave his son for me and feasted for the sky. I charge to keep, I have. A God to glorify, who gave his son, my soul to save, and fitted for the sky. Praise the Lord. I have a child to keep. I must not disgrace God. I must not dishonor God. If I do anything, then I will be in disrepute unto the name of the Lord. You have a charge as a minister of God to keep, to honor God in your church, in your working places. May you not fail God in Jesus' name. How then do you cultivate moral integrity? A few things. Some pathways to cultivating moral integrity. Number one, it is spiritual requirement, which is very, very important. You must be sure you are genuinely born again and spirit feed. Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gives himself for me. So you must be crucified with Christ. You also must be strengthened with the Holy Spirit in your inner man. Ephesians 3:16. Strengthened by the Holy Spirit in your inner man. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Those temptations, you come, but be able to stand on your feet, say, how can I do this? And sin against God. Strengthen in the spirit. You must grow in the word of God. Let the word of God dwell in your heart richly. You must be a person of prayer. And you must day by day be obedient to the Holy Spirit. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. So when you hear the voice of God, that's obedience. When you're about to do something that is not it, the Spirit of God will speak. Don't Don't do that way. But if you are desirous of doing your own way, then you land yourself in the problem. You will make it in the name of Jesus. You must know that it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. You must consistently and constantly walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, walk, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. He that says it belongs to Christ must also walk just as he walked. It's also important that the fear of God must rule your heart, determined to obey God and be spiritually sensitive day by day, moment by moment. Praise the Lord. In financial matters, you must be content with what you have. Contentment. Godliness with contentment is what? Is what? Great gain. You want to buy the latest car, like Rabbi said, that has been said. People of different status. A professor, a businessman, and some that are just, you are a minister, you want to do what the other one is doing. Contentment is very important. It's also important that you do not overestimate your spiritual strength in the face of temptation. Don't overestimate your strength. The Bible says, flee from every appearances of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Live within your means. Live within your means. Put your children in a school you can afford. Live within your means. Cut your coat according to your cloth. It's also very important that you do not overestimate your strength in smelling what you will not eat. Something you will not eat and you are smelling it, you will fall into the problem of Eve. Praise the Lord. You must be straightforward in financial dealings. There are people, ministers here. If people keep money with you, pastor, let me keep this money to the next 3 months. When the month comes by in the next 3 months, you begin to make excuses. A minister of God. Praise the Lord. You must not tell lies to gain financial advantage. You must not keep church money in your account. Don't tempt yourself. You are a minister in a local church. The offering is supposed to be with the treasurer. You are not the treasurer. When you begin to keep church money, then the devil will arrange an unjust situation. And that way, let me borrow it. By Tuesday, I will repay it. Before you know it, you have spent it. And the means to repay it is not there. But if not with you, then you're not going to fall to that temptation. So don't put yourself into a foolish test. In financial matters, must be people of proven integrity. In relationship with opposite sex, which is the waterloo for many ministers, the Lord will keep us standing in the mighty name of Jesus. Must be careful of being too close with people of opposite sex. Don't keep secrets with your wife. Keep close to your wife. Avoid undue intimacy and flee from every appearances of evil. If God help Joseph, God will help you. Somebody say amen. Amen. You must make up your mind that you will not disappoint God. You will not fail him. And before I close, you must remember that you are accountable to God. Look, man may not see it, but there's nothing hidden from who? The Bible said the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro, looking for those whose heart are right with him. Even when people don't see it, God sees it. And the one you need to please is God, not even the Jew. What an awesome situation will it be if God will say, go away from me, I don't know you. That shall not be your portion in Jesus' name. You must seek counsel when in doubt. If there are situations that you are not sure of, seek counsel. In the multitude of counsel, the Bible says, there is safety. Set limits for yourself. Set limits for yourself. When you do not have limits, then you will transgress and go into things you should not do. The church must not encourage appointment of new converts as pastors. The church must also preach balanced gospel when it comes to prosperity. Sometimes the gospel that some people imbibe so that I will have my million by the end of the year. I become a millionaire by the new month. Such things make people to begin to make money their God. And before you know it, integrity is nowhere to be found. Eternal God will help us in Jesus' name. Finally, as I close, people of God, we have a great privilege. And the privilege we have is a noble one, is a noble calling. We shall not fall. We shall not falter in Jesus' name. Remember, God has expectation of you, and you cannot afford to let him down. Fortunately, we are not to do it in our own strength. Faithful is he who has called us, and he will also do it. And as much as we make up our mind that we want to stand in truth, the grace of God, the Lord will grant you abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. I can do all things. Through who? Through Christ that strengthens me. We just please rise up and pray. Let's rise on our feet and pray. Lord, I can do all things. I receive grace to walk day by day in integrity of heart. Just call upon God. The grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God. Not to fail God, not to disappoint him. And if peradventure, as it is now, you know, that there are areas you are failing God, why don't you ask for God to forgive you and to make a new covenant with God that will break away from anything that brings shame and disgrace unto the name of the Lord. Just call upon God. Lord, help me. I receive grace. I receive divine enablement. I will not bring shame and disgrace unto your name. Or hold me with your power, O Lord, to stand to the end. I receive the grace to walk consistently in integrity, in righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every allurement of the devil, I destroy in the name of Jesus. The grace of God will keep me to the end. My life shall be one of integrity. No evil, Father, shall be traced unto me. My light will shine. We are called to shine. Father, we thank you because grace is available unto you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Dear Father, we thank you for your word we are saying this morning. Let the word impart. Let the word bring changes in our lives in Jesus' name. That person that is here today, that is already in the mud, I pray that the power of the Lord will lead you from that miry clay in the mighty name of Jesus. It will set your feet on Christ, that solid rock, in the name of Jesus. That grace to break from every attraction and every yoke of lack of moral integrity, receive now in the name of Jesus. The grace to break from every moral decadence, I receive for you now in Jesus' name. Your light will shine. You will not bring dishonor and disgrace. Your destiny will not be terminated like that of Ananias and Sapphira in the name of Jesus. You will make it by the strength of the Lord. This ministry is going to blossom and flourish more and more unto the praise of your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord.